Well, good morning, everybody. Wow, isn't it a wonderful day to be alive? I'll tell you what, I'm excited. It is Monday, marvelous, magnificent Monday, January 23rd, 2012. And what an opportunity that we all have today to open our eyes, take a deep breath, look around and see the wonderful, wonderful blessings that we have all around us living on this earth. What a great day. I want to welcome you to the call. This is the Think and Grow Rich call. We've got some great content to cover today. But before we get into the content of the call, I was thinking this morning about really a miraculous thing that happened to my family here a couple of years ago. And I wanted to share just a quick story with each of you. Because I do believe that that we have incredible things that can happen to us, and that there's definitely forces at work that we sometimes cannot see or sometimes may not even know might be there. So about a year and a half ago, as you may know, we live in Southeast Idaho, and one day my wife is actually out mowing the lawn. And she gets this feeling that she should do some genealogy work or do some family history and research my family line on my father's side a little bit, which was a little bit strange because we had never really been into that so much before. But she just got this feeling that she needed to do a little research, particularly on my grandfather, on my dad's side of the line. And just to give you a little bit more background, all growing up, I was told this story of my grandfather that he was kind of a no-good scoundrel and was actually killed in a knife fight when he was a young man, about 20, 21 years old. They said he went to prison and he was killed in a knife fight. This was my grandfather Fitzen. And my wife, just this one day, out of the blue, got this feeling that she should start doing some research on that and just try to find out, you know, what happened, because we didn't know really anything about my grandfather or anything, you know, down that line. So all of a sudden, you know, my wife's on the computer every day doing this research on this family line, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? This is a little strange. This is unlike my wife, Corrine. And one night I'm laying in bed, it's about 10:30, and she comes in the room and she says, "Paul, get out of bed. I got to show you something." I'm like, "Really? I'm just about to fall." She says, "Yeah, come back here. You got to come back here and check this thing out on the computer." So I get up and I go back, and she has this obituary pulled up on the internet. It's an online obituary for an individual by the name of Gerald Fitzen. And we're reading this obituary, and this Gerald Fitzen had just passed away a month or so previously, and it said in this obituary that Gerald is survived by none other than Franklin Fitzen, who was actually the name of my grandfather. And this obituary said that Franklin Fitzen was living in California. And my wife said, "Well, Paul, that's your grandfather. Your grandpa might be alive." And I'm like, "Wow, no way. Like, this is crazy. You know, here I am, 32 years old, all throughout my life, grew up thinking that my grandfather was killed in a knife fight when he was a young man. Didn't even know he was out there. And here this obituary saying that he might be alive." So she gets on the computer. She actually finds a phone number for a guy named Franklin Fitzen living in California. And so the next Saturday, it was just a couple of days after we found that obituary, I pick up the phone and I, with a little bit of trepidation, dial the numbers, and this man on the other end of the line answers the phone, and I said, "Hello, is this Frank Fitzen?" And he said, yes, it is. And I said, "Is this the same Frank Fitzen that was stationed in Fort Ord, California in World War I?" And he said, "Yes," because we knew a little bit of history about it. And long story short, this was my long-lost grandpa, who I had never known and who had been living in California all of these, well, for the last 13 years or so, but it had been living on this earth all of my life that I didn't even know existed. And so what ended up happening is my family and I took a trip to California, met this man. He's a wonderful man. It turns out there was really a story behind why, you know, he got out of my dad's life and had nothing to do with him being a bad man or getting killed in a knife fight or anything like that. And we've developed this relationship with my grandfather over the last couple of years to where, you know, every Sunday we call him and he talks to the kids. And it's just a wonderful thing that's developed. And he's 80 years old, and he doesn't have any family, and he's living over there in California all by himself. And so our family coming into his life has really been a major positive thing for him, and it's also been a major positive thing for us to know this man that we would have never known, my grandfather, and have him in our life. And I share this story with you today for two reasons. One, this story really is a powerful indicator to me that there are just things out there that we don't understand. You know, why on earth my wife would get this feeling out of the blue to pick up or to get on the computer and start to research this family line? I can think of no other reason than divine intervention. Somebody out there, something out there, some force, some power out there knew that this man over in California needed some love in his life and needed to connect with his family and knew that we needed that man in our lives. And so there was a prompting there that happened. And I really appreciate knowing that there's something bigger than us out there. And so I share this story with you to kind of illustrate that you know, miracles do happen, so to speak. And the other reason I share this story is because last night I was talking to my grandpa Fitzen. And, you know, I asked him, how you doing today? He says, you know, Paul, I'm doing great. How are you doing? I said, I'm doing great, Grandpa. And he made the comment. He said, you know, one never really knows how much time one has on this earth. And so we got to talking about how important it is to treasure each moment that we have in life and treasure each day and be appreciative for this time that we have on this earth. And so I was just thinking about that this morning and thought about him and wanted to share that story with you and also start out with that thought that how true it is that one never really does know how much time one has on this earth. And so that's one reason why it's so important for us that we take each day and really value it and take each day and appreciate all the good things that we have. And that's one of the reasons I love this call. It's a reminder to me every morning, Monday through Friday, not only of these success principles, not only of these philosophies that we're all learning that are helping us grow in capacity as people of power and as people of faith and of vision. Not only are we learning the things that are going to allow us to achieve all of those things that we want to achieve, but it's also a reminder to us that we should take each day and we should be touched by songs and we should be moved to tears and laughter by maybe a good movie or a good relationship. And we should appreciate the opportunity that we have each day to reach out and touch somebody else's life and share with them something that might bring great value to them and get them on the road of growth and change. And there's just all of these wonderful things that come with this gift that we call life. And it's important for us to remember that each day and to start out a Monday morning like this and remember, you know, these things and how great it is to be alive. So that being said, I appreciate you allowing me to digress a little bit today and just share with you those thoughts that I had on my mind, share with you that miracle story of finding my long-lost grandfather and the lesson that he shared with me last night of being appreciative of each day. Now, that being said, I do hope today that each of us are touched. I do hope that each of us today laugh and smile and maybe even are brought to tears by something that moves us on a deep level. I also hope that each of us learn something. That's something else that we should strive to do each day. Learn something new that will lift us and inspire us and drive us on to greater heights. And that's another really powerful point to this call. We learn something each day in the area of personal development, in the area of success. We learn these laws that we can each apply to have more, do more, be more in our lives. And today, we're continuing on with our study of the book, Think and Grow Rich. And today's chapter is chapter 10, which is entitled The Power of the Mastermind, the Driving Force, the Ninth Step Toward Riches. So here we go. Power is essential for success in the accumulation of money. Plans are inert and useless without sufficient power to translate them into action. This chapter will describe the method by which an individual may attain and apply power. Power may be defined as organized and intelligently directed knowledge. Power, as the term is used here, refers to organized effort sufficient to enable an individual to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent. Organized effort is produced through the coordination of effort of two or more people who work toward a definite end in a spirit of harmony. Power is required for the accumulation of money. Power is necessary for the retention of money after it has been accumulated. Let us ascertain how power may be acquired. If power is organized knowledge, let us examine the sources of knowledge. A, infinite intelligence. This source of knowledge may be contacted through the procedure described in another chapter with the aid of creative imagination. And that, my friends, is where I believe my wife got that knowledge of my grandfather being still alive and that we should connect. I believe she got that from infinite intelligence, one of the greatest sources of knowledge. B, accumulated experience. The accumulated experience of man, or that portion of it which has been organized and recorded, may be found in any well-equipped public library. An important part of this accumulated experience is taught in public schools and colleges, where it has been classified and organized. C, experiment and research. In the field of science and in practically every other walk of life, men are gathering, classifying, and organizing new facts daily. This is the source to which one must turn when knowledge is not available through accumulated experience. Here, too, the creative imagination must often be used. Knowledge may be acquired from any of the foregoing sources and may be converted into power by organizing it into definite plans and by expressing those plans in terms of action. Examination of the three major sources of knowledge will readily disclose the difficulty an individual would have if he depended upon his efforts alone in assembling knowledge and expressing it through definite plans in terms of action. If his plans are comprehensive and if they contemplate large proportions, he must generally induce others to cooperate with him before he can inject into them the necessary element of power. Gaining power through the mastermind. The mastermind may be defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual may have great power without availing himself of the mastermind. In a preceding chapter, instructions were given for the creation of plans for the purpose of translating desire into its monetary equivalent. If you carry out these instructions with persistence and intelligence and use discrimination in the selection of your mastermind group, your objective will have been halfway reached even before you begin to recognize it. So you may better understand the intangible potentialities of power available to you through a properly chosen mastermind group, we will here explain the two characteristics of the mastermind principle, one of which is economic in nature and the other psychic. The economic feature is obvious. Economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of men who are willing to lend him wholehearted aid in a spirit of perfect harmony. This form of cooperative alliance, has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. Your understanding of this great truth may definitely determine your financial status. The psychic phase of the mastermind principle is much more abstract, much more difficult to comprehend because it has reference to the spiritual forces with which the human race as a whole is not well acquainted. You may catch a significant suggestion from this statement. No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind. Keep in mind the fact that there are only two known elements in the whole universe, energy and matter. It is a well-known fact that matter may be broken down into units of molecules, atoms, and electrons. There are units of matter which may be isolated, separated, and analyzed. Likewise, there are units of energy. The human mind is a form of energy, part of it being spiritual in nature. When the minds of two people are coordinated in a spirit of harmony, the spiritual units of energy of each mind form an affinity which constitutes the psychic phase of the mastermind. The mastermind principle, or rather the economic feature of it, was first called to my attention by Andrew Carnegie over 25 years ago. Discovery of this principle was responsible for the choice of my life's work. Mr. Carnegie's mastermind group consisted of a staff of approximately 50 men with whom he surrounded himself for the definite purpose of manufacturing and marketing steel. He attributed his entire fortune to the power he accumulated through this mastermind. Analyze the record of any man who has accumulated a great fortune, and many of those who have accumulated modest fortunes, and you will find that they have either consciously or unconsciously employed the mastermind principle. And I'm going to stop the reading of that chapter right there, and we'll finish tomorrow. What a powerful principle to understand, the formation of the mastermind. You know, it can be as simple as just partnering up with one other person. As I was reading, I was thinking of Melvin, who's on the line every morning. And just Saturday, Melvin and I were talking about business. And in that conversation, I learned and I grew and I got – that happens almost every time I talk to Melvin. Our minds come together, and as we're talking and discussing and his knowledge is coming forth and my knowledge is coming forth, these ideas surface that lift me and inspire me and move me on and educate me. That's a mastermind. I mean, it can be as simple as just partnering up with one other person, and that's one of the reasons I believe that it's so critical when you get started in business, especially in network marketing business. One of the first things you want to do is find a partner. You know, if it can be your sponsor, but if it's not your sponsor, what you want to do is one of the first things you want to do is locate somebody within your circle, somebody that you trust, somebody that you admire, somebody that you respect, somebody that you can have a good working relationship with, somebody that you want to be in business with, and share with that person the business that you're embarking upon and see if you can get that person on board to partner up with you, not for the monetary gain, so to speak, but for this mastermind principle that you can have somebody to drive you and move you on and formulate plans with and come up with new ideas and new strategies as you're moving forward and motivate and encourage one another. This mastermind principle is powerful, and it can be as simple as just you and one other person, or it can be as big as Andrew Carnegie's case, having actually a group of 50 people, a mastermind of 50 people who create a multi-billion-dollar enterprise, really. So really powerful principle to understand as we're moving forward in our efforts to accumulate wealth. Mr. Bill Hartraff, do you have anything you want to add on to the topic of today's call before we open it up for a Q&A and discussion?
Yeah, hi, Paul. You know, I was thinking about your story, and I was really moved by that. And I've said all along that we're all energy sources. And it's just like, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day when somebody has their back to you, and you're looking at them, and you're intently looking at them and thinking about them, and they're completely involved in something else. You ever have them turn around and look at you and realize that they're there? I mean, that's energy source. That's brainwave power. That's moving people. That's I can't think of the whole word. Telepathic. There we go. Thank you, brain. I really believe in this, and I also agree with you that it's really important to team up with somebody, find somebody that you can team up with, and get suggestions from, and create a unity there. And that's just like what I talked about as far as designing a mastermind group or a round table. You want to pick people that you are comfortable with, that you feel good with, that you can agree with, and to move forward. So this is powerful. There's a lot more I could add to this, but Paul, you're doing just fine.
Awesome. Well, Bill, I love you. I appreciate you, and I really appreciate all your wisdom and your commitment to being on these calls and adding value to the group every day. I know I speak for everybody when I say thank you. Now, on that note, let's go ahead and open up the line here. All right, my friend, star six, if you want to open your line and mastermind with us here on today's call.
How you doing, Paul?
Doing great. How are you, Melvin?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. I just wanted to comment that it's a lot of times when you mastermind with someone, it's good that you both of you have agreed to go down the same road, and you both are going in the same direction. Otherwise, your goals and what you want to accomplish are the same. But as far as agreeing with each other, oftentimes it's good that you find people that will be honest with you. And in being honest with you, a lot of times they're not going to agree with you. They're going to challenge you. And therefore, you're going to grow in the process. A lot of people, I find, try to avoid that. We try to avoid people that are going to be honest with us. But those are the people that we actually need around us, people that it's kind of like someone watching your back. They're seeing something that you don't see, and they're pointing it out to you. And therefore, you can move further faster with that. So it is a mastermind that you're getting there, but it's a mastermind that's assisting you as far as your growth is concerned. So if you can understand that, those are the people that you want to align yourself with, those that are going to be true to you, those that are going to cause you to think and help bring the best out of you. So just wanted to throw that little point out.
Yeah, Melvin, I appreciate that. And as you were talking, I was reminded of, you know, the network marketing business person who calls up their sponsor, their support team, and says, you know, it's just not working for me. I'm just not doing – it's just – I don't know. I'm frustrated. I'm discouraged. And the sponsor says, well, just hang in there. Just keep doing – you know, just don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. Rather than doing what you said and telling them the truth and maybe saying something like, well, how many calls have you made every day for the last 2 weeks? Let's see, I've called maybe three or four people. Well, that's not going to be enough. You know, I'm here to tell you, if you're serious about this business, you got to pick up the phone every day 5 to 15 times a day. Okay, and just laying it out and telling them the truth, like you said. And you're absolutely right. We need people who are going to tell us the truth, not be ruthless to us. I mean, and not, you know, just be discouraging and disparaging, but just tell us the truth and at the same time lift us up and move us forward. So I appreciate that, Melvin. You're absolutely right. Great point.
Hey, Paul, this is Donna in New Jersey.
Hey, good morning, Donna.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I had a story to kind of reinforce what Melvin was saying. I did a cross-country bicycle ride a number of years ago, and I designed the route, and I had a mastermind-type group that helped me design the whole trip. And if I hadn't had that group, I would have been biking across the desert of Oregon because I didn't recognize that it was a desert on the map. And one of the folks in the group was saying, it doesn't look like there's anything here. Are you sure? And I had no clue what Oregon was. Well, I see him from New Jersey, that there was desert out there. So if they hadn't said that to me and if I hadn't had a group, I would have been in trouble. And the group I was riding with would have been in trouble. So kind of a metaphor for, you know, getting that input and you know, just that they held me accountable. They came every month to my house to look at my plan And, man, I scrambled before they got there to make sure I had been doing my work.
Awesome. That is a great metaphor, you know, and it really illustrates that point of, do you just want your own experience and knowledge in putting together your game plan, or do you want the experience and knowledge of an entire group of people, you know, who have had all of this extra experience and knowledge and success, you know, to really help us formulate the best plan possible? So I thank you, Don. I really appreciate that. Great, great story.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Bill Lynch.
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning again. Listen, I just want to tell you the importance of really, I guess it's kind of, it was a masterminding. It started off what we called the buddy system, and where we had one other person we kind of checked with each day and helped develop what we were working on. Well, it really turned into, this was almost 5 years ago, and even as of today, like we're getting ready for our trip, he's going to be meeting us. He's helped us with our reservations and things that we've done for our trip. But all along the way, he's helped me with all kinds of things. We've really grown as a two-person mastermind over a period of 5 years, which we never, I mean, it was one of these things. We felt the confidence in sharing with each other and doing the things to help grow our business. And, you know, that to me was a very powerful mastermind of two people.
Really life-changing, isn't it, Bill, when you can have somebody that you can be accountable to and also help be accountable in moving forward in the business? I mean, look at that. It's turned into a long-term, close working relationship.
Every day we check in with each other before this call. We check in to make sure what we have scheduled for the day, make sure that we're going to be able to accomplish the things and do the things that we need to do, go over any problems, you know, that we might encounter. And then we contact each other during the day if we need to, but we always start our day off with helping each other, setting the day up so we accomplish the things we need to do.
I really appreciate
5 years later.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, if there's one takeaway from today's call, I think it would be that. You know, if you don't have somebody in your life like that, that you can communicate with on a daily basis and go over plans and you know, share successes and frustrations with, definitely, you know, take this challenge from today's call and get somebody like that in your life. Because business is, you know, it can be difficult. I mean, it is difficult, you know, especially when you're just getting started. I mean, once you develop your mindset and once you get into the swing of things and once you develop the skill sets, then it really does become easy, you know, kind of like riding a bike. You ride that bike and it becomes easy. But in the beginning, you're going to fall down. It's going to be discouraging. And it's crucial that, you know, you have somebody like that in your life. So take that away. Ask yourself, if you're on this call listening right now, you know, do I have somebody like that in my life? And if not, who can I get in my life to help me in that capacity?
You know, Paul, another thoughtful thing in this and what Melvin said to counter what I said as far as, you know, find somebody you agree with, I went upline and I found somebody who's pushing me, but somebody I agree with and somebody who I get along with, that's what I'm talking about, but somebody who will still be honest with you. You know, I wasn't saying that find somebody that's just going to yes you to death. You want to be honest with people, and you want to be able to push people to do things so that they will succeed. Getting on this call, that's another example. And so I wasn't saying, Melvin, that just to have somebody that's going to yes you to death. No, I want you to get with people that you agree with in the sense that you have a common goal. You have a common purpose. You're going for something, but each of you will push the other through wanting to succeed and wanting to make it. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm a little under the weather today, so I didn't really speak up, but that's what I'm talking about. And my upline is pushing me, and I'm pushing them and getting them excited, and they're getting me excited. And that's what you want. That's what you want. Because
I totally agree with you, Bill.
You're always better than one. If you're left to your own resource to do your own thing, if you continue to do what you've always done, you continue to get what you've always got. You've got to change that if you want to have success. And that's what I'm talking about. So thanks, Paul.
Yeah, Bill, I totally agree with you. And I feel that one of the things that
that I find that many of us have to do. We have what we call a friend in our life. And I tell people at times to go up to your friend and ask your friend, what do you think I could do to improve and be a better person and get on top of my life more so? And what you might hear that friend say to you is something like, oh, come on now. Why are you asking such a thing? And you'll say, well, no, I'm serious. I mean, we've been friends for years, and I want you to tell me if there's something that you think I can improve on or make better. Where are you coming from? I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about. Listen, I'm asking you to be honest with me. Just give some thought to it and tell me something that you think, I do think sometimes you talk too much and don't listen. Okay, what else? And finally, you get that person to open up to you, and gosh, the things that come out that you realize that here this person is, and I thought we were friends, and we're not really being honest with each other. You know, it's like, you don't disturb my feathers, and I won't disturb yours, and we tell each other what we want to hear, and you realize that what that person really thinks and feels, you're not hearing. In many cases, they're not hearing it from you. And so it's like you're just missing out on that opportunity of a genuine friend, someone that could be taking you forward. It's kind of like running with someone, and when you're running with them, they're pulling you along, and you're pulling them along, and you're really making progress that you would never make normally. And if you got somebody like that in your life, it's fantastic. And if you don't, look for and get someone like that in your life. It makes a world of a difference, and it's different from someone trying to put you down or trying to belittle you. It's someone who genuinely cares and wants you to progress and move forward, and is being and coming from the heart to relate to you to help you do that. So I'm just saying, people like that are hard to come by. Most of us, many of us too, don't even want that, because we just want someone to say to us what's going to make us feel good for the moment, rather than move us forward. So, it's an interesting topic you got here and that we're dealing with. So, anyway, but
I agree.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from, Bill.
Well, I agree with you, Melvin. I agree with your last statement, and what I meant with my first is finding somebody that you agree with, but somebody who's going to push you. Fortunately, I don't have any friends like what you said that don't want to ruffle my feathers. I ask them all the time, you know, what I can change or what we can change, and I don't have any friendships like that where they just say nice things for the period of time. I just don't, because most of my friends are business partners in one way or another. But, I agree with everything Melvin just said. So, Paul, back to you, my friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're about 33 minutes into the call, and I am ready to go to the gym and put on some headphones and listen to some great music and get my blood pumping. So I'm going to close the thing out. I appreciate everybody. Thanks for being on the line. Thanks for all of the discussion, the ideas, the upliftment. Let's definitely take away from this call this concept of a mastermind, and let's get some people like that in our lives who will lift us up, who will inspire us, who will maybe ruffle our feathers a little bit when it becomes necessary, as Melvin's pointed out. And whatever we do, folks, here's what I want to challenge each of you to do on the line right now, and that is make a commitment to never, ever give up on your dreams, guys. They're too important. Being on this call is part of never giving up, and, you know, uplifting yourself, learning what's necessary, getting through these temporary defeats and setbacks, getting through the days where maybe you'll get up in the morning and you don't feel so hot, and you're not, you know, maybe you don't feel like getting out there and making things happen, but just reminding yourself of your dream, reminding yourself of your major definite purpose, reminding yourself of that better future, reminding yourself of all of those people out there that are sitting around having mediocre lives, not being fulfilled, not being happy, not having the health and the wealth in their lives that they want. All those people that are out there waiting for you and me to come along and deliver this beautiful gift to them, okay? That's one of the reasons it's so important that we never give up on our dreams. And let's get out there. Let's take action. Let's make today a great day because it is in our power to do so. I love each of you. I do believe in each of you. I do know that you, yes, you have tremendous power within you. And here's to bringing that power out and making the world a better place. Let's make it a great day, and we'll see you back tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Thanks, everybody.